This is Xenahun, a Star Wars prequel trilogy, original trilogy, The Mandalorian sequel trilogy. Yes, it is in fact that many eras. Fanfic, written by Quillen Inc. Writes and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is Gen, with additional tags for five things: angst, fluff, humor, fluff and angst, good parent Jango Fett, Mandalorian Boba Fett, clones, the Mandalorian TV spoilers, Mandoa language, clone troopers speak Mandoa, POV Boba Fett, POV third person, Boba Fett survives. Boba Fett has a very niche sense of humor. He shares it with about 3 million family members. He gets it from his dad. That's the entire fic, with some angst in the middle. Canon compliant, clone humor. I really hope other people use that tag. Summary. The Fets are only funny to a select few people, to Boba's utter chagrin. Or five people who don't really get the joke, and one person who finally does. Readers and author's notes after the fic. Boba, still held on his father's hip, hears an exchange he won't understand for another year or two. "Oh, is he yours?" a Chagruta woman asks his father. "He looks just like you." Jango says, "He takes after his mother," and bursts into laughter that lulls Boba to sleep, resting his small hands on his father's chest plate. The Chagruta woman doesn't get the joke. On Coruscant with his father, Jango and Boba sit and wait for Jango's target to leave their home. A stranger, who knows Jango in passing but not Boba, says, "Hello, little one. What's your name?" Boba looks up at Jango, who we can tell is smiling under his helmet. And when Jango nods, Boba launches headfirst into an excited, childish conversation with the stranger. "When I grow up," Boba declares a few minutes in, "I want to be just like my booyer." Jango snickers, then snickers some more, louder, while the stranger just nods in the way one does to all Adika. Then the target is on the move, and they have to go. Boba knows that he's a clone. He knows he has no mother, only his father and millions of big brothers. He likes it this way. His father never lied to him about how he was born, never bit around the truth. Jango trusts him and loves him, and being Buir and Adika is more than enough for Boba without another Buir. He's happy that he's just like his father. He doesn't really have to guess what he'll look like when he's older. His brothers and father are lost. Boba is a teen, 16 standard years old, with a suit of armor that's too big for him, memories of a rain-soaked planet, JT who turned on his father, and millions of brothers following a dark terror. Mandalorians are warrior people, yes, but they don't kill without cause. They don't kill innocents simply because they stood in front of a target. Boba Fett's brothers follow a dishonorable Darth Jaeti. Boba doesn't know why, but it doesn't matter. Boba will not. Well, what he means to say is, if the pay is good, it's incredible, and he isn't bringing in innocence. It does hurt him, though, to accept credits from a demagogue such as Vader. He will sift through the guilt at a later date. He will. Boba Fett, Mandalorian orphan and renowned bounty hunter, currently employed under Darth Vader, really can't help himself. The opportunity falls right at his feet. "I feel like I've seen you before," Lando Calrissian says, sides of the conflict forgotten for a second. It's the first thing out of his mouth when Boba removes his helmet for a moment to wipe the sweat from his forehead.
"I just have that kind of face," Boba says.
He really can't help himself. It was right there. His lips quirk up as he puts his father's helmet back on.
"My mistake," Lando says. And Boba is so incredibly lucky that he can turn off the helmet's microphone as he snickers, grinning behind the helmet.
"Do you have siblings, Fett?"
Boba shifts at Darth Vader's side. He knows what he wants to say, but he shouldn't. He really, really shouldn't. It's a terrible idea to...
"I come from a very large family, Lord Vader," he says,
and snickers into his helmet. Quiet enough without the mic that Vader's breathing covers it. Somewhere deep inside of Vader, unbeknownst to Boba, one Knight Skywalker is cackling. But Lord Vader himself doesn't seem to get what Boba says. Of anyone to get his jokes, Boba would have expected it to be someone like Vader. Logically, old enough to know about the clone troopers, definitely someone who knows about Jango Fett, given his hiring of Boba Fett. "Dar JT," Boba thinks, almost sullenly, "have no sense of humor." It's good to be with another Mandalorian, even for a short period of time. Who knows how long it's been since Boba was last around his own people. But the thing is, Mando, as he seems to want everyone to call him, doesn't know shit. His brain might not exist, save for a small space, save for Zadika. Boba is still collecting evidence. But no matter how much brain matter Mando possesses, he has somehow managed to traipse around the galaxy without a clue about almost anything that crosses his path. This is the conclusion Boba, somewhat endearingly, comes to when Mando looks at him and wants to know if he'll scan his face into an Imperial database. Inwardly, Boba says, "Are you criffin' kidding me, Mando?" Outwardly, Boba says,
"Let's just say they might recognize my face."
And gets nothing. Boba, though, hasn't had a chance to make a clone joke for a good few years. He will readily admit that he turned off the mic in his helmet and snickered as soon as the others looked the opposite way. It gets him every time, even if no one seems to appreciate his goddamn hilarious sense of humor. He doesn't know how it happens, but Boba Fett, famous bounty hunter, finds himself helping his old enemies. For the very first time, Boba Fett looks at Leia Organa and doesn't plot her detainment, unconsciousness, or death. "What does the galaxy come to?" he wonders. He's glad for the change, but General Organa's face, changed though it is, only reminds Boba of his time under a monster. He doesn't regret the hefty payment. He does regret everything else. He tries not to accept employment from people like Vader again.
It does irk him years later when he learns the truth that Anakin Griffin Skywalker didn't laugh at his clone joke. It does, however, further prove his theory that Darjeti have no sense of humor. Anakin Skywalker had fought alongside thousands of his brothers. He would have gotten the joke.
Boba is sitting on a bed in the healer's room, steadily bleeding, and healing, from his left arm under a Bacta patch, when a medic walks right up to him and says, in a no-nonsense tone that rings shockingly familiar in Boba's ears, "Why don't you have a facial ID in the system?" And dear gods, the medic, young though he looks, has his Griffin face. Boba opens his mouth to say an automatic, "I've been busy lately," and closes it with an audible snap. It would be terrible to... He shouldn't. But maybe this time someone will finally...
"I have a pretty common face. Kix,"
he says, glancing at the medic's name on his uniform.
"It might even be worth our time to go ahead and just give me a serial ID. Save some hassle, if you will."
Kix blinks at Boba for a second, processing. His face gets a little outraged, then a little angry, then a lot confused. It seems that Kix hasn't quite made the connection to the little boy on Kamino, or to his other Vaudet. Boba snickers, though. No helmet to hide the sound, or the way he purses his curling lips to keep the sound in. It's a distinctly Django thing, which makes him love it even more, always. And in this case, makes the entire joke that much funnier. Kix's jaw drops. Boba starts laughing. Kix, after a good 3 seconds delay, snorts and follows Boba into shocked, vaguely hysterical laughter, tinged with a faint shade of grief. Boba makes a note in the back of his head to ask Kix what happened to him, for him to be so damn young. Later, though. For now, "I've been waiting years for someone to realize I'm funny, Vodica," Boba says, chuckling under his breath. Just a quiet sound and a soft huff of air, surprising himself with the softness in his voice.
"It seems I can always rely on my Vode."
Kix grins a wry grin that sends Boba right back to Django telling a Togruta woman
he takes after his mother,
holding a toddling Boba on his hip. It's such a faint memory now, almost a dream, but Boba still remembers his father's chest shaking with familiar laughter, the grin that was surely on his lips as he made a joke just for himself. "Of course you can," Kix says, wry on the surface, just barely hiding unfiltered joy and grief. Damn, Boba needs to catch up with his vodka soon. And he truly is younger, despite the head start years ago. It's curious.
"We all have identical senses of humor," Kix continues, grin widening. Boba howls with laughter. The end.
Author's notes. So this came into my head due to the most recent episode of The Mandalorian, Boba's clone joke, and wouldn't go away. So apparently, I write Star Wars fanfiction now too? What's going on? I didn't expect this. Anyway, the title, Te Nihun, means the joke in Mandela, because I literally couldn't help myself, just like the fence. Also, it matches the Mandalorian episode titles. Other Mandoa translations can be found in the endnotes. Warning for canon angsty shit, rated T only for cursing. Enjoy, friends! Translations.
Buir. Father, mother, parent. Adike. Children, little ones.
Adika.
Child.
Jeti. Jedi. Darjeti. Sith. Bemagolka.
Monster.
Vode. Brothers. Vodika.
Little brother.
Hope y'all like this as much as I do.
As always with me, comments and kudos are treasured and appreciated, but never required. Heart. Reader's notes.
Oh my gosh, this was the cutest. I love it. I love it so much. The sense of humor that's so dry and also like dorky at the same time. And his indignation that Anakin Skywalker did not get the stupid clone joke and just sort of like silently laughing at everyone. And also the bit where, does Mando have a brain? Evidence is inconclusive. Like, because of the fan in sort of, why do you keep making me the main character? I don't want to be a main character on my own show. All of that just was so good for me. Thank you and high five to Quillen Ink Writes for having blanket permission to Podfic, because that made my life a joy. And 5,000 high fives to Brackenfern for recommending that I read this story in the first place and putting it on my radar, because I would not have seen it otherwise, and I'm so glad that I did, because, like, dorky, I'm laughing at the joke because I think I'm hilarious, Boba Fett is my new favorite, and Brackenfern was right. I would absolutely love this. It is very fun, and it was peak clone humor, exactly as you said, and it was everything I could have looked for. yeah, no, this was a joy. I'm so glad that I got to put my voice to it, and thank you for telling me to look at it in the first place, and thank you to the author for writing this exact brand of dad joke humor, because Boba Fett's been living the dad joke life since day one. It was so good for me. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.